Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Hey kids, this episode is going to be about a celebration, a rising of the phoenix, if you will, regarding the new campaign headquarters for the Maricopa County Democratic Party. As most of you know, they suffered a firebombing about a year and several months ago that destroyed the entire building, but not the commitment or the confidence of the Maricopa County Democratic Party to keep moving forward. So, a short time ago, several hundred people gathered at a grand opening for the new party headquarters. While I was there, I collected some sound bites from individuals who participated in the event. So we'll open up the fire hose, and we'll begin with Nancy Scriber, the chair of the Maricopa County Democratic Party, and we'll start with her remarks regarding that firebombing last year.
It was just about a year and a half ago, that our county office at Thomason Central was firebombed. It resulted in the destruction of both the county and state party headquarters. Thankfully, no one was hurt in the fire. But the emotional heartbreak of losing the county's first physical office and all the memorabilia and history was profound. Everyone has a story of phone banking for a candidate from that office, attending a training, picking up signs, petitions, and the parties, circle of friends, national candidates, wine and cheese events before our conventions. A few of you might even remember the dunk tank party in 2018 where we managed to dunk some of our favorite candidates and raise a little money. Stephen's clapping. The county is resilient, and we are like the phoenix rising from the ashes. We will be more focused, more organized, and better funded than ever before because of all of you.
The Stephen that Nancy mentioned is Stephen Slagaki, who was chair of the Maricopa County Democratic Party when that firebombing occurred. As with the other people you'll hear in this episode, I asked them what it meant to have this new beginning for the party at their new headquarters.
You know, it's great to be back here, to be this community again, back together for the first time in quite a bit of time. You know, we finally have a home again. We have a place where we can meet, we can all gather, we can talk about everything that's going on. You know, we've been missing now for the last year and a half, not just, you know, because the building burned down, but because of COVID and all of that. And it's nice to have a place now that we can all come together. It's a home again that we have. And hopefully, you know, it will take some time, but we can build the same memories we had at Central and Thomas here, you know, because that's really important that we're able to do that. And I'm just really excited and proud that this is happening today.
First up, Lauren Kuby, who is running for the Arizona State Corporation Commission.
It means a return to normalcy, whatever normalcy is, but just to see everyone and the bright faces. We're so excited about this upcoming race. We are determined to turn Arizona blue and in the immediate term to really give input to the redistricting commission to ensure that we have fair and competitive districts.
Next, Deidre Abood, who was a candidate for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
It is so awesome. They have this office of their own. They're not sharing it with any other party members. And it is spacious. It has room to grow. It has room for people to spread out and get things done.
Next up, we have Carl Gentles, who is co-chair of the Maricopa County Democratic Party Black Engagement Committee.
Well, this is a great day. We are really excited to now be here in Central Phoenix at the brand new headquarters of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. And Barry Realty and Arizona Formant as neighbors in the same building. I mean, it can't get any better than this. I think people are really going to see that the Democratic Party has really made a great investment.
Next is Mark Robert Gordon, a Democratic National Committee man representing Arizona at the Democratic National Committee and also a state committee member.
Well, we're building back better, aren't we? And we have a new building, and we have our own building for the county party. We used to be in a trailer, actually in a trailer in a parking lot. So it's great to have our own building right now that we can do our work from. And, you know, that was pretty terrible that the building, the arson event at the building. But we're resilient people, and our economy is resilient, our country is resilient, our state is resilient, and Democrats are going to lead the way out of this pandemic and into a better tomorrow and a better America and a better Arizona.
In the upcoming races for 2022, the Maricopa County Democratic Party is focusing on working from the bottom of the ticket up towards the top with an emphasis on local races. With that in mind, I spoke with Rob Valls, who is a candidate for the Scottsdale Unified School District.
I'm excited to run for the school board, but I'm very concerned about the direction that the state of Arizona is going in terms of funding for our students here, and we need to make a lot of changes in the state of Arizona, you know, for our most valuable assets, our kids. So I'm stepping up and committing my efforts to making the Scottsdale School District better, and I'm open to helping any other school district candidate in the state. You know, talking to them and helping them through their questions as well. So I'm perfectly happy to help anyone that wants to run for a school board. We can get together and have these talks and help each other out.
The next soundbite is that of John David Herman, the longtime volunteer for the Maricopa County Democratic Party. And as most of you know, John David is loquacious, never at a loss for words, except when I got him on the microphone. You can see I waited for him to add more to the conversation, but he just wanted to get right to the point.
It's invigorating. That's it.
That's it.
Fired up, ready to go. That's what we all are. That's why we're here.
That's all I need.
Next, a staff member for the Maricopa County Democratic Party, Eder Diaz-Martinez, who is the communications manager.
Really does mark a new, exciting period for this organization. And, you know, it's so important that we have our own space. You know, this county is so pivotal, not just for Arizona, but the entire country. And so for us to have our space and then to invite people from across the county, you know, this county is so diverse. It's, you know, there's people from all kinds of backgrounds here. And, you know, we wanted to find a place that was central, that was off of the light rail. And, you know, I think we did that. You know, we're just now incredibly so proud that we're able to have this space to invite everybody to.
Finally, Nalexia Galloway, who is the executive director for the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
Oh, it means everything because it shows that we're committed to winning down the ballot in 2022, that we're for sure going to elect some Democrats. So this is just the beginning. That's all they need to know.
There it is, kids. A quick and uplifting look at the future of the Maricopa County Democratic Party as they get into their new headquarters at 1301 East Washington Street in Phoenix. And they plan on turning Arizona blue in 2022. And they need your support, your help, and your volunteerism at MaricopaDems.org website. Please go and please sign up. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.